Hello, and welcome to the Forward Move podcast. I'm Jamie, your host, and welcome to 2022, my friends. Happy New Year. This is Season 2, Episode 9, Survival Function. I believe we all have a function of survival within us, but most of us do not know how to recognize it or even what this means exactly. So I wanted to give a little insight on how I found my own. I'm a busy person by nature. I find comfort in a full schedule. I feel at ease in a room filled with people, and I thrive in organized chaos. And so what I continue to work on within myself is my own struggle. And my struggle is being okay with stillness, to be fine without plans, and to be quiet, to allow myself to recoup and recover. However, I have often found this has the opposite effect on me. The outcome of this is instead quite different than I imagine. I don't feel right. This out of the routine and downtime, well, it brings in silent depression that overcomes my mind and body, and I often go in a dark place. I become an unmotivated and unproductive person, and I feel anything but relaxed. When my mom died in the summer of 2019, I fell out of my own body. I was exhausted on all levels, and grief was my new, unannounced companion. I recall tuning the world out and my own family for days, which then turned into weeks. I didn't work out, read, pray, do my daily affirmations, or even visit with people. I didn't go to work or try to fill my schedule, but instead heeded the advice of others by doing nothing and giving myself a break of my normal life. On week 4 of doing nothing and feeling the worst I have ever felt, I mustered up any remaining energy I had to shower and drive myself to see my therapist. My therapist knew I was grieving. This was obvious by my appearance and the lack of words I was able to say over tears. But he said something to me that day, something no one else around me had suggested. He said, "Jamie, if this were any other client, I would say take a break, give yourself time and rest. But this is not how someone like you operates. You thrive and flourish in a busy lifestyle. You get energy off of other people's energy. You are a helper, a fixer, a doer. This is how you survive." He further explained how I had taken care of my mom pretty much my entire life and that I still had that energy inside of me and I needed to find a place for it. I blinked back the tears and I looked up and said, "Are you suggesting I get another job?" He laughed. "No, I'm suggesting you get a new hobby or continue with the ones you have." Now, am I suggesting that you fill your days with busyness and noise? No. But what I am suggesting is to find the level of function that helps you survive in this life. If that looks familiar and very similar to my own, then great. But if downtime and quiet and peace and retreating works for you, then that's great too. I encourage you to find what makes you keep going. It's an added layer of getting to know who you are so you can better navigate the world around you. When friends now make comments and say, "I don't know how you stay busy all the time," or "I don't know how you do it," or "I see your posts and stories on online and I just get exhausted," I chuckle a little and say, "Yep, that's my survival function. It's what works best for me." I encourage you to put the forward move to finding yours. Thanks for listening.